You ask for it, I always deliver. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Melbourne exclusive podcast. What you're going to find is this podcast is exactly like my Twitter page. So we're going to be breaking down juicy exclusives, production insight, and just recapping the show. I have a lot of opinions and I'm going to speak my mind. So sit back, grab your wine and relax. We're going to get straight into it. Another strong episode of The Real Housewives of Melbourne. Wow, guys, it was an episode filled with vaginas, champagne swords, accusations. We're going to go through just a few of our favourite moments from this episode, but I think it's only fair to introduce our new housewife to the franchise, Anjali Rao, also known as Runaway Bambi. I think these nicknames are so iconic. You guys really resonated with Champagne Sham, so I really think that Runaway Bambi is going to be a hit. You're probably sitting there going, why the fuck does she have this nickname? You've seen the headlines, you guys will understand, and you'll be like, ah, right. But enough waffling, it's time to talk about vaginas.
I'm putting on an exhibition of my late father's artworks that have never been seen by the public.
So, have you ever framed a vagina before?
A what?
Vaginas, yeah. Darling.
I want to ask you guys, have you ever framed a vagina before? Because I haven't. Maybe it's all something that we should get into.
I just think they've got beautiful movement and they're good fun.
My father was a brilliant artist. He was classically trained.
Wow. I certainly haven't seen somebody sketch from this angle before.
No.
Wow. You look like she's urinating.
Picasso, like.
Picasso?
Yes.
And as abstract and different as it is, I guess, it's very Melbourne. Very Melbourne, very Sydney. And I think that it could probably go somewhere. What I'm wondering and what would be interesting to see is if this artwork goes up for sale, because I think a lot of people would buy it. Look, I probably would. It would be a piece of Housewives memorabilia. But I think good on Gamble, good on her for doing this. And also Gamble, all for the Willy Wool, darling. I'm not thirsty, just saying. It's going to be really interesting to see how the ladies react to this exhibition. I guess it's safe to say, to be continued. Next on the list is that absolutely ridiculous champagne masterclass.
I just can't get my head around what it might be. I love the champagne part, but watching Carla for a couple of hours, we'd need champagne.
For me, when I want to drink alcohol, I just want to drink. I don't want to have to be told, like, going to a winery or something is great, right? 100%. But being lectured on how to open a champagne bottle and how to, like, I don't know, tilt the cork and all this stuff. I'm just like, come on, I just want a drink. I don't want to have to pay $400 to go to an event for somebody to tell me how to twist a bottle and then, what, drink it? I could literally just get the cork, pop it out, get my glass, pour it in, or even drink from the bottle on days where I feel like it. It was also funny to see our resident... Well, one of the resident directors of the show, well, self-directors, self-producers, the Champagne Sham Kyla, completely, like, freak out over the fact that she lost control over what Gamble was doing with the sword.
Gamble, put my sword down.
Because the attention was taken off Kyla for a minute and her sword, she's like, I'm not having that. And you could clearly see her get a bit upset, but she tried to hide it with humor. I was like, this girl...
You know, if I was there, I wouldn't have wanted the champagne education. I just would have literally wanted to go up, grab the champagne sword, grab the champagne bottle, flicked it off, poured it in there, pray that there was no glass in there as I was drinking it, and then also bring other alcohol like Gamble did and then open it with the sword like that. Call me controversial, call me whatever you want. I just like to have a bit of fun when I'm out, so I feel like that situation would be no different.
So, a whole bunch of new ladies to meet today, and I'm really excited. I know Cherry. I have met Gamble briefly quite some time back, but the others I don't know. So I'm excited to meet these characters. They sound interesting.
Anjali, this was her first experience with the group filming. Obviously, she knew some of the cast in the first iteration of the announcement of season 5. So it's kind of a little bit, it was a little bit disorientating, I think, for the viewers. That was a lot of feedback that I saw, was that it was kind of like, why are we pretending that we've never met these, you know, that they've never met each other before when they actually kind of have? But I think Anjali was really trying to play up for the camera and kind of boast about all of the people that she'd interviewed.
Dalai Lama was pretty amazing when he spent the day with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Kevin Spacey, Rihanna, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jay-Z, Kanye West. Kevin Spacey was
Anjali's like a lead balloon name dropper. Jesus Christ, if she fucked them, it'd be interesting.
I kind of think the mention of Kevin Spacey was a bit in poor taste, but maybe production left that one in there to just give it a little bit of controversy. But obviously, Gamble did not have a bar of it. She completely called Anjali out, and it was just so, so funny.
Who wants to play one of those games, like a drinking game?
Yeah, what's the game?
Yes.
But I think we had enough champagne.
Okay. Let's play. I have never.
Never okay. have I ever.
Never have I ever.
Oh, that.
For every girl who has done it has to drink, and you cannot lie.
This is clearly not a normal masterclass for me. You give women a truckload of champagne and then we play Never Have I Ever. This is bound to stir a little bit of sensationalism.
In typical housewife style, and it happens across all the franchises, the international and this one, is the game of Never Have I Ever. Now, when we hear this, we always know, oh my God, shit is going to blow up. And I really am going to call out Cherry on this one, because Cherry really stirred the pot here. And she kind of did it in a really smart way. Cherry has this personality, and I do like her, where I think she's kind of playing that nice act, but she's throwing those spanners in and kind of wiping her hands clean.
Never have I ever had bad thoughts about any of the other women here today.
And, well, as you know, it fucking blew up.
What do you mean bad thoughts? Sexual thoughts? Or no, bad as in not kind.
I've been here for 5 minutes, so I can honestly say that I haven't.
Bullshit! Bullshit!
I have not.
I see a bit of a scorpion tail in some of the things you say.
What? Do you mean the time when you were trying to get me to gang up with you?
I would never gang up on someone, darling.
Now, to break down what happened, because there kind of was a little bit of a lack of an explanation, really, in the edit, which I got why people were kind of a bit confused. But I don't know whether you guys know Philip with an F. He is a YouTuber and a social media personality. He had Anjali, Janet and Gamble on the show around the time that the first season 5, so season 5 1.0, had just shut down. Anjali and Gamble had filmed a scene together, and this was going to be the introductory scene. Anyway, they do this Q&A, they kind of have a bit of a chat, and Anjali alleges that after the recording, Gamble kind of makes a comment. She went and told Kyla and Cherry, and obviously from there it blew up. So Cherry knew that this was probably going to come up by her asking this question.
When I asked you to do that blog with my friend Philip, to start off his blog, Philip had this girl from CNN. I spoke to Anjali and I said, thank you so much. We really appreciate you doing that with us.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
Had nothing to do with Kyla. I don't even remember having a conversation with her about Kyla.
And you didn't
had
ask
no
Kyla.
Opinion.
Kyla had nothing to do
had
with
no
it.
Had no opinion on Kyla whatsoever. I mean, I didn't even know Kyla fucking existed then.
I got it. But I was also like, when Gamble was like, oh, you know, I wanted to invite that CNN girl It's like, well, you knew who Anjali was at that time, so why are we pretending that you guys have never met? We get the show was shut down during production for one point during coronavirus. Why don't we just keep rolling with it? Break that fourth wall even more, and even on an editing perspective, I think the show should have included excerpts from Philip's show to kind of drive that narrative a little bit more, and maybe even include some more confessionals that are explaining what happened. Draw it out, kind of give us more of that content, I think is what the feedback from a lot of people was. And I totally agree, because without that explanation, without all of that, it doesn't make sense. So I'm on that fence of, or on that side of wanting to see more. So I really hope with the future breaking the fourth wall moments that we'll see this season, they do extend it out and really explain it. And I hope that a lot of it is captured on camera, because I think that's the most important thing. I want to dig into this a little bit more, so I've actually reached out to Philip, so I'm hoping we can get him on the podcast to kind of give a little bit of an explainer, so we may upload like an extra episode at some point. Can't make the promise, but that is the hope. Now that we've spoken about some of our favourite moments, I feel like we need to have a really serious chat, guys. And I don't like these chats, but the ratings, oh my God, I'm a little concerned, but I have faith. I promise, as I report, there is so much good to come. It is about to blow up. As you've seen in the preview, the ladies hit up Port Douglas, and this is where it all goes down. So don't lose hope. Also remember that there are online streaming services that are also streaming the show, so people who can't watch it on Foxtel will be watching it on Hayu and on Binge. So what we're seeing in the press with the ratings isn't necessarily the full picture, because there's a continuation of viewing going on after the show is aired live on television. So it's important that we keep that in mind, I guess. And I know a lot of you are saying that you want Gina and Lydia back. Look, controversial opinion, Gina herself has said that she wanted to move on. So I think that people need to start accepting that. And I know I'm probably going to get a little bit of hate for that, but it is what it is. Lydia probably will come back for season 6. I think that that element would be great. Even Pettyfleur, but the executive producers themselves have teased that it wouldn't be a Real Housewives of Melbourne season without some old faces turning up. And that happens this season. But anyway, guys, that is all for me. But anyway, this is all from me for this week's episode of the Real Housewives of Melbourne exclusive podcast. Like I said, next week it's going to be a cracker of an episode. It's going to start blowing up. So buckle up, get ready, and we'll see you next week.